You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Within the last year, I was told in one of my so-called equity trainings that white, Christian, able-bodied females currently have the power in our schools and that, quote, this has to change. Clearly, you've made your point. You no longer value me or many other teachers you've employed in this county. You shut the doors to the public as well as the emails sent by the superintendent last year, reminding me that a dissenting opinion is not allowed even to be spoken in my personal life, going so far as to send a form to my colleagues and I, encouraging us to fill it out. So since my contract outlines the power that you have over my employment in Loudoun County Public Schools, I thought it necessary to resign in front of you. I quit. I quit your policies, I quit your trainings, and I quit being a cog in a machine that tells me to push highly politicized agendas on our most vulnerable constituents, the children.
That should grieve everyone that cares about the education of our children in this nation. This is August 12, 2021. That's a teacher in the Loudoun School District who said, that's it, I'm done. You can tell she's a young teacher. She's got years ahead of her to help train and educate. And that's why she went to college and got her teaching degree. She wanted to help and educate children, not indoctrinate. But the Loudoun School District basically has pushed forward this critical race theory, and yet we're constantly told by these folks, no, we're not really trying to teach it. The hell you aren't. That's a clear evidence right there. And we're going to hear more of that later on over the next 2 hours. But here's a young teacher who said, I can't do it. And it's not only that she's being ordered to teach this to the children. She's not allowed to debate it. She's not allowed to discuss it, not even in her personal life. Yes, they had teachers, as you heard her say, you have to sign off of these documents. And if you hear another teacher talking bad about what we're doing, let us know. Rat them out. CRT, but that's more than that. We're talking about dropping standards for teaching our children of every color, and we're trying to make excuses for some of other colors, and others are just going to have to just swim or sink, basically, I guess. I told you yesterday about how in one Atlanta district, at least in one school, they were basically segregating the students. That's opposed to everything we've been trying to reach. They had put black students only in classes with black students, white students only in classes with white students. That is clear segregation, a clear violation of the 1964 Civil Rights Act that tried to do away with all of that. And then on top of that, we've got in Oregon, the Oregon governor, Governor Kate Brown, Democrat. Look, I want to remind you again, I don't care about your political stripe. You can be a Democrat. You can be a Republican. You can be a Trumper, anti-Trumper. I don't care about, as long as you're a patriot and you're what's best for this country. And this is not what's best for our country. Here's what the Oregon Democrats signed on a bill that they didn't do a lot of fanfare. It actually got signed last month. They're just now kind of slipping it out. Senate Bill 7444, which said it's going to suspend the requirements for students for 3 years that they have to have proficiency in reading, writing, or math before they graduate high school. No, if you're not proficient in reading, writing, or math before graduation in the Oregon high school systems, that's okay. Really? This is what you want to do to our kids? We're going to have Katie Gorka from the Heritage Foundation on how parents are beginning to fight back against all of this. You don't want to miss it. And yes, Katie Gorka, she's not just related to Sebastian Gorka, she is his wife. She will be joining us later. And also we have an intel committee that you recall President Biden said, I want you to get in and tell me what China's role was in COVID. Give me some answers. Remember President Biden saying that? Gave them 90 days to come up with information? Fred Flights, the president and CEO of Center for Security Policy, is going to join us. And Fred is already sounding a warning about that intel report before it's released. He already knows something about that intel report. And he knows that you're not going to like it. We've got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. If you're joining us for the first time, great. Let your friends and family know we're on the air. You're looking for a 100% patriotic program? This is it. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'd just like to get your thoughts on the border situation and ensure that these migrants aren't coming over with COVID and infecting U.S. citizens.
Well, here's what I can tell you to that question. If people 1,300 miles away are infecting us with COVID, then we've got a bigger problem than I thought. That's not even a reality. We all know that COVID can't, you know, travel like that, and we all know that, as you mentioned, folks are literally being detained at the border. So to say that people are coming into the country and spreading this is quite honest. It's so disingenuous.
You think she's ashamed and embarrassed she made that remark? That's the 3rd District Congresswoman from Iowa, Democrat, on a podcast, the Talk Guthrie Country podcast. You heard her say, the host said, I'd just like to get your thoughts on the virus and so forth and illegals. And the first thing she says, it's not even a reality that people 1,300 miles away are infecting Americans. Then she says, we all know the Chinese virus can't travel 1,300 miles. What the hell is she talking about? It came from China. I'm not a great math wizard. You know that. I told you that I had the first real math in the 3rd grade. I remember specifically because that 3rd grade, because of that math, that was the longest 3 years of my life. So my math might be off, but I think distance from just the U.S. of A to China is more than 1,300 miles. Good God. This is a woman elected in Iowa. Now, I have a lot of respect for people in Iowa. In fact, I was just up there earlier this month playing a poker tournament. I fell in love with the people out there. They're great people. And you drive through those rows and rows and rows and rows and rows of corn. It's good corn up there, obviously. That was Congresswoman Cindy Axne, Iowa. She is the lone congressional Democrat from Iowa. Now, that is no surprise that she is the only Democrat congressman from Iowa. I don't even know how she begins to get into that kind of attitude. I mean, I think it's worth just listening to her one more time when she tries to say COVID has no way of getting here. And for anybody to say it's all because of the illegals, it just doesn't happen.
If people 1,300 miles away are infecting us with COVID, then we've got a bigger problem than I thought. That's not even a reality. We all know that COVID can't, you know, travel like that. And we all know that, as you mentioned, folks are literally being detained at the border.
Well, that's also a lie. She bought into that narrative that folks are being detained at the border. Where is she? Has she not seen any kind of coverage, or is she just relying on state-controlled media where maybe they're not telling you that, yes, they are putting folks on buses as they come across the border? It's been documented numerous times on buses and then sent into the interior of the country and also on planes. We now have our government using an air base outside Laredo in that area, putting folks, illegals, on planes and then flying them deeper into our country. And if they have COVID, and of course, according to the Border Patrol and ICE agents, Border Patrol in particular, looking at those coming across, when they do test, about 20% of all those they test have COVID. And they also know it directly because some of their Border Patrol agents continue to come down with it, even though they've been vaccinated. They again pick it up again. And it was just last week, that Department of Homeland Security suddenly said, God, you know what we should do? We should vaccinate all the illegals before we send them loose in our country. You think? You've been mandating and telling American people for weeks, if not months now, you've got to be vaccinated. You have to be. And we have people feuding among themselves. Are you a vaxxer or are you not a vaxxer? Are you going to wear a mask or not a mask? And we were also told by Dr. Fake, once you get your vaccine, you won't have to wear a mask. Well, obviously that has blown up, hasn't it? Speaking of him, Dr. Fake, Dr. Fauci, let me be correct for just a moment. Dr. Fauci was on Chuck Todd's program, Meet the Press, NBC, this last weekend. And, of course, it was a perfect example to talk about something that was coming up that they just knew would be a super spreader. You know, we cannot have mass gatherings. It would be a super spreader. Remember all those stories? Do you remember last year about this time when they said the Sturgis rally in South Dakota that's held every year that brings hundreds of thousands of bikers to Sturgis for a few days, then they go back home all across the country where they are? I've got several friends that went up there last year. I wasn't able to go up because of this program. Can't do it again this year. But yes, it's underway even as I speak. I've been watching some of the pictures coming back from some of my friends that we ride with. They're up there, and I can tell they're having a great time. A lot of it's outdoors. There are times they gather indoors for dining or, yes, some drinking. But smart bikers don't drink alcohol and get on the bike right away. I'll stress that to you. You don't do that. But Dr. Fauci and Chuck Todd, here's a softball question for Dr. Fauci in the sense of, oh, Dr. Fauci, you know, these super spreader events, they have this thing coming up in South Dakota again, the Sturgis motorcycle rally. What do you think about the fear of that and the fact they're all going to do it again?
It's understandable that people want to do the kinds of things they want to do. They want their freedom to do that. But there comes a time when you're dealing with a public health crisis that could involve you, your family, and everyone else, that something supersedes that need to do exactly what you want to do.
Really? Really? You got the point. You don't need to be in Sturgis, and you shouldn't be doing that. Well, of course, the South Dakota governor, Kristi Noem, last year fought against this type of hypocrisy. And she's going to call it out again.
It's shocking to me that he continues to pick on Republican governors, people who love their freedoms, and he ignores what's happening at the border. I didn't hear him criticize President Obama for having a party at his for his birthday. I didn't hear him go after the other concerts that have been happening in this country, or the complete ignoring of our federal laws by this open border policy that President Biden has embraced. Dr. Fauci's become political, and I think it's unfortunate because there's going to be a point in time again here where we're really going to need our public health officials and know we can trust them. And he has discredited his entire profession by the positions that he's taken during this pandemic.
That she is right about. Again, that's Governor Kristi Noem, Republican, South Dakota. In fact, she's participating in the Sturgis rally as well. And she mentioned Dr. Fauci didn't call out former President Obama's birthday bash. Remember, he did cut the numbers down because some folks were saying, there, you're going to have too many. I think they were going to have something like maybe 700 to 800 at the beginning, and now it was down to 500. But rest easy, because one of the reporters covering it suggested it had sophisticated people. That means not you and me. That means sophisticated people and vaccinated people. Well, I'm sure probably they all were. And again, I'm not anti-vaxxer. I say over and over again, you do what you need to do for you and your family. You make that decision. Which, by the way, the CDC just released a statement. We're going to get into it more the second hour. That says it's okay for pregnant women to get the vaccine. God help us if they're wrong about that. We'll get into that more in the next hour. But this idea, Dr. Fauci said, well, let's pick on anything that has a red, white, and blue. Anybody that's flying the flag and honoring the flag, which would normally be conservatives and certainly Harley riders and other motorcycle riders. But ignore the Obama birthday party that did have 500 plus, all crammed under a tent, no one with a mask on. Pictures came out showing that, and of course they were not supposed to release the pictures, but they did. And then they did have, just recently in Chicago, the Lollapalooza. It was a great street festival. And the doctor, the head of Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner said, 14 days after that, we've just had 200 cases of the virus identified with the 385,000 attending. No hospitalizations, no deaths linked to the festival. Well, I'm glad for that. I'm glad. And during the festival, they were also urging folks to get vaccinated if you want it. And it obviously included mostly young people. One Chicago area child epidemiologist had said back in July, I think that event could be a super spreader event. Well, according to the doctor of the Chicago Department of Public Health, he's saying anyway, no, not really. And Democrat Mayor Lightfoot says, I have no regrets over allowing it to continue. And we were checking people every day, multiple times. Yeah, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. And you have to keep in mind, when they say we've only identified 200 cases with the 385,000, that means did you go there and now you're sick? Or does it mean you're asking somebody four or five places removed from someone who went? See, that's why you can't track. That's why about the illegal aliens now being spread across the interior. You can't just say, well, have you been in contact with any of the illegal aliens? No, I haven't. Well, who else? Well, I saw my brother. What about your brother? Would he have been in contact with any illegal? No. Well, who else? Well, then he has a niece that he probably went to see. Oh, yeah, and where does she live? Oh, she lives in the Springfield, Missouri area. Well, they've had a breakout there, so you think she came in contact with an illegal? No, I don't think she did. Well, but you know what? She did stop in a service station to get gasoline one day. Maybe that's where she picked. In other words, you can't trace all this stuff back directly. And yet, Chicago, since after the Lollapalooza, now they have added travel advisories to Chicago telling you there are 12 states you should not travel in. All of them have surpassed the mark of 15 cases per day. Again, this is from the same doctor that told you we're all good here in Chicago. That now makes 31 states and two territories on the Chicago COVID travel advisory list. I'll give you some of those states and on the other side of the break coming up. But for right now, let me go back to Governor Noem in South Dakota. She's already called out the hypocrisy of Fauci and Biden, reference, you're going to have an open border and you're letting all these illegals come across. They're not even being tested. If they are tested, you don't do anything about it other than telling them to wear a mask. In other words, you talk about a super spreader, that's a super spreader. And she said she went down to the border. As you know, South Dakota and other states have sent National Guard members down to help our Border Patrol agents. So she went down to visit with some of her National Guard troops at the border. And listen to what happened.
We got a phone call. I was with the Border Patrol and my National Guard. They got a phone call from a local sheriff that said, hey, I've got 50 COVID positive illegal aliens here that I'm holding at a local baseball field. What can I do with them? Yeah. Border Patrol said, I don't know what to do with them. And they said, I don't know what to do. We don't have any space. We're full. A nonprofit that usually takes these individuals didn't want to take them because they were all COVID positive. And that was literally the discussion that our Border Patrol officers were having with local law enforcement there, as in they've got this crisis created by somebody who's thousands of miles away in Washington, D.C., and every day their life is hell. Their life is hell because they're trying to make the right decisions, and they're not giving the authorities to go forward and to really deal with it and do the right thing. So this is a tragedy. It's a public health crisis. It's a national security crisis. What this White House is doing is they're trying to destroy America by ignoring our laws, and we know if we're a nation without laws, a nation without a border, that we're no nation at all.
Right. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you about those cities on the Chicago Do Not Travel list. All of that coming up and more. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
If people 1,300 miles away are infecting us with COVID, then we've got a bigger problem than I thought. That's not even a reality. We all know that COVID can't, you know, travel like that. And we all know that, as you mentioned, folks are literally being detained at the border.
Again, I thought you just would enjoy hearing that again. That's Iowa Democrat Congresswoman Axne. She's the only Democrat from Congress or in Congress from Iowa. And she just doesn't believe, if you think COVID got up to our country and the rest of the country, because it's really, it can't travel that way, 1,300 miles. Quentin did some quick research for me. Thank you, Quentin. And he said, you know, just from St. Louis to L.A., that's 1,800 miles. Do you not think? Maybe it doesn't travel east to west or west to east, though. That's the other issue. Maybe she should have said, we all know it doesn't go from south to north. Maybe, I don't know. She has no understanding at all either. She has no understanding. Dr. Fauci continues to push vaccines and masks, and in some cases, maybe it's good for you. Maybe not. You need to make the determination. In the meantime, CDC Director Walensky said, my job is to put my head down, ignore the criticism, do the right thing for the public, do the right thing for health. Yeah, right. I guess they are. I guess they're trying. But again, keep in mind, and again, we'll go back to Congresswoman Axne. She's pushing the narrative.
What we need are people in our own communities who won't get the vaccination to get the vaccination, because they are the ones who are spreading it. And unfortunately, we see too many people, young children, who can't get vaccinated. Their parents are very scared to send them back to school, and I can't blame them. It's very scary to know that your child is being exposed to a dangerous pandemic because, unfortunately, others won't wear masks or get vaccinated. And so I'd have to look in their own community, because it's certainly not coming in 1,300 miles away.
Yeah, COVID just doesn't travel from 1,300 miles away. Well, then why are you getting vaxxed and masked up in Iowa then? What the hell you had to fear? And part of the concern we all should have, the Department of Homeland Security has yet to respond to inquiries from Congress Congress asking DHS, where are you sending border crossers and illegals? Where? And the DHS still is not releasing details. They put them on a bus and they go somewhere. They put them on a plane off of a U.S. Air Force base and they go somewhere. Now, I heard folks have been asking me, Larry, did you hear they flew some to Hawaii? I've heard the story, but I've seen nothing to prove it. But I won't rule it out the way it's going. All right, I told you Chicago has now added to its travel advisory list 31 states total now and two territories. Do not go there, they say. Chicago fully reopened July 11th. But here are the states that you should not be going to. I don't have time to go through all of them. Let me see. If I start with the alphabet, what's the first letter of the alphabet? A. Boy, it's hard. And then Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Idaho. I said Idaho. It's Idaho. And Indiana, Iowa is there. Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina. They did not list Illinois in there. Huh. Anyway, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Washington, Wisconsin, Wyoming, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. The city of Chicago says you should not travel to any of those 31 states or two territories. And if you come back from there, well, then we might have to quarantine you and who knows what else. Well, all they need to do is talk to the Iowa congresswoman and they can rest assured COVID doesn't travel even 1,300 miles. And no way it can get here from the Northern Triangle. And no way it can get here from China. Oh, I know you folks are saying, what are you going to tell us about Hunter Biden and the new laptop story? I'm going to. I got my plans. Before we wrap up this hour, we'll talk about Hunter Biden and that new laptop. I say another story about a laptop that he said, well, I think the Russians got this one. Yeah, of course. All right. But the COVID issue, President Biden wanted the intel community to come forward with a full report in regarding China and COVID. My next guest says, don't believe it. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
When it comes to insects in the world, we are outnumbered. A University of Nebraska researcher estimates that there are 10 quintillion insects. That's a 10 with 18 zeros behind it. Now you know you need Rodler Pest Solutions. Here's another fact. When one insect gets in your home, more will come and spread and multiply your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Rottler, family owned and operated for three generations. If you've never used Rottler, I encourage you to start now. If you haven't used Rottler recently, do it now. This is the season when the invasion starts. And remember, we're outnumbered. Get help. Call Rottler, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Or check the website, Rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler. Pest Solutions. It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
Well, I started out with $1 million, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys, gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest we've had on numerous times before. In fact, Fred has been a guest on this program for probably 5+ years since we started it. I know, a long time. He is Fred Flights, President, CEO, Center for Security Policy. He just wrote a piece that I want to share with you, and it caught my eye immediately when it came out. I want to give you, of course, on the background for Fred. He's previously served as National Security Council Chief of Staff, CIA analyst, and a member of the House Intel Committee staff. In other words, about 25-plus years, 30 years, I'd say, in the intel community. And if you recall, the president told the U.S. Intel Committee, in 90 days, give me an assessment on the origins of coronavirus. Fred, welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, Larry, good to be here.
Well,
I've been doing your show since 2014.
I was just thinking the same thing. I couldn't do the math that quick. Yeah, that's outstanding. And I appreciate it every time. I do.
I love doing it.
The first time I had you on, well, thank you very much. The first time I had you on, I thought, this guy is so insightful. I've got to find more opportunities, but not run him to the ground. Folks, you will see Fred on everything from Fox to Newsmax and all the other major networks and in various writings and so forth, and that's why everybody turns to you. But this report coming out. Now, I told everyone about your experience in the intel community. First of all, give me your thought when the president said to the intel agencies, 90 days to get to the bottom of this. Was that unrealistic to begin with, or did he just say, let's just fake it, guys?
Well, the president said there's new information that people were getting sick at the Wuhan lab.
Excuse me one second. I want to make sure you said no information. You didn't say new. You said no information.
No, I meant to say Biden was saying there's new information.
Okay.
That people were getting sick at the Wuhan lab in November of 2019. So he said, I need a 90-day assessment of where things stand. But the fact is, the intelligence community has known all along it came from the Wuhan lab and that China was responsible. But the intelligence community has been incredibly politicized. It's, first of all, gun-shy. It doesn't like to come out with analysis on controversial topics. And it doesn't want to do anything to make life difficult for a Democratic president. So this 90-day review, I think, is simply going to come out with an assessment where they say, well, we really don't know. It could be this or it could be that.
So it's been a charade from the very beginning.
Unfortunately, and look, I have another problem here. The intelligence community is supposed to advise the president, give him intelligence to help him make decisions. They're not supposed to be some kind of a judge on policy questions. They're not a judge on scientific questions. The fact that the intelligence community says something is true, that doesn't mean it is. That's just their opinion. This is something experts, scientific experts, should judge and use intelligence from our intelligence community. But why are intelligence analysts making a call on where a virus came from?
Well, the other part of that equation is from the beginning, we were told by those who should know, like Dr. Fauci, fake, I call him, but and others, I call him Dr. Fake. I'm waiting for a reaction to that from him at some point. I'm waiting on my lawyer and his lawyer to get together. Anyway, the bottom line is, he said, it couldn't have come from the lab. It had to come only from the wet sea, with the wet market. And, of course, those wet markets are pretty damn nasty. But at the same time, everyone was saying, if you even suggest, even open up the possibility it came from that, you were considered a wacko.
You're racist.
Racist was the other thing. You're right.
Fauci's a scientific expert, and he made a pretty politicized call. So why do we think our intelligence analysts would do better? We need to have some objectivity and some standards by scientific experts to call this honestly. And I obviously, Fauci's not the guy to do it, but I think that we have to stop asking the intelligence community to adjudicate all these policy disputes. That's not their purpose.
I recall, and you mentioned in your article, I recall Senator Tom Cotton, because there was so much going on at that time. I mean, and the election recount, all this stuff, everything in play at that point. Before the election itself, but moving to that direction. And Senator Cotton had said, you know, I saw something we need to be aware of, and he had to play it close, I guess, to the chest at that time, because I don't know how much that was supposed to be on the intel source only. But you mentioned in your piece that when he did begin to come out about it, he immediately got considered to be a fringe conspiracy theorist.
In February 2020, he said it looks pretty possible, maybe likely, that the virus came from the Wuhan lab because they're engaged in dangerous biological research and they're researching bat viruses. We know that's what this was. And he was immediately condemned by the New York Times for pushing conspiracy theories. This was a pretty reasonable thing to say, and I think, and he was pretty measured in the way he said it. But the, you know, basically posts and things he wrote about this, they were being censored from social media. It was incredible.
True. Shut it down entirely. Now, something else you point out, and we've discussed on this program, you know, France was helping them build that lab and then sent word to our intel back in 2017 that we've been kicked out. We don't know what's going on in there, and it could be pretty dangerous. And then our, as you say, our Department of State in 2018 warned us safety issues. In 2018.
Very serious safety issues that were not being followed. This was a bio-level 4 lab, the most sensitive type of lab for the most dangerous biological research. I've actually been to one of these labs, Larry. I live in Frederick, Maryland. I've been to Fort Detrick. I've seen these labs. It was frightening.
Well, you've been where the COVID got released, according to China. Did you bring it up?
That's what China's saying.
Yeah, did you bring it up?
I did not.
Okay.
But I mean, the State Department had really chilling accounts of what they saw, and that should have added to the willingness of the news media and other experts to say, so a strong possibility this came from this lab. Let's stop, you know, writing off as racism or claim that it's anti-China. This is probably where it came from.
And within that context, if they were really going to do what President Biden said he wanted, and it was really going to be a full intel and dig down to the bottom of it, so much time has passed, what evidence would exist?
I don't think they have anything they didn't have 90 days ago. And why did it take 90 days? He should have said to them, I want something on my paper tomorrow or the following week. This sort of gave Biden time for the heat to cool down on where we were in the spring about this issue, because a number of reports came out by the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal saying it looks like it came from the Wuhan lab. That put Biden on the spot. That's when he asked for this 90-day assessment.
Yeah, and everybody that said it couldn't come from the lab has done a 180. But now, are you telling me that you believe the report's going to come out and say it could have come from the lab, or maybe not? It could have been a leak, or maybe not.
That was their view before. Their view was we just don't know. And it could be this or it could be that, and we don't have evidence for it. But see, we're never going to have a smoking gun on this. We don't pay intelligence analysts to say something with 100% certainty, because analysis is not a certain science. It is something where you have to put forward your best assessment. We say with a high degree of certainty this happened, and they should say with a high degree of certainty this came from the Wuhan lab.
The other thing you point out in here, and this is a critical point, what are we going to do? I tend to agree, well, you know better than I do, that they're not going to come out with a conclusive, but what do we do to China over this? I mean, they are responsible not only for deaths in this nation, but absolute destruction of our economy for a lot of people and states and governments otherwise.
Well, President Trump has called for $10 billion in reparations. I know the media has mocked him for that, but in a perfect world, they would owe at least that much for the number of people who died and the damage that this virus did to the economy of every nation because of China's criminal negligence. I think we have to insist on very high standards for biological research in China. And if China won't agree to it, there has to be serious repercussions, cut off technical aid, maybe stop Chinese students from studying science degrees in the United States and in other countries. They have to be made to suffer until they put in place very strict restrictions on biological research. And China should not be allowed to re-engineer viruses the way they did, apparently, with this coronavirus.
Well, of course, we don't really know what they're doing in there. We're not allowed. So we have no idea any more than what we know about North Korea that we pick up through some other way. Before we wrap up, I've got to ask you this. Before you joined us, I had a clip from a congresswoman from Iowa. She's the only Democrat congresswoman from Iowa, Axne. And she refuses to believe that coronavirus is in the U.S. because of illegals coming across the border. She said, COVID can't travel 1,300 miles away. She said, it just can't happen. that's what your answer, your laugh, that tells me everything. Well, I made the same point.
Well, it's present in every country. Why isn't it coming from Mexico, too, or from Central America? That's just ridiculous.
And then how far is China from here?
I mean, it's It's just amazing. There are so many dumb people in Congress, Larry. I know that. I was on the House Intelligence Committee. But look, Congress looks like America. There's smart people, and there's people who are as dumb as doornails.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate you being candid. It's always glad to have you, sir.
Good to be here. Thanks, Larry.
You bet. Fred Flights, President, CEO, Center for Security Policy. Speaking of dumb, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it that way. Hunter Biden has another laptop that suddenly has surfaced that I forgot I had that one. I don't know. Maybe the Russians got them. It's got pictures on it that are very, very nasty. That's coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
If you want great Italian food, there's only one choice. Well, wait a minute. There are really three choices, but all of them are Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles. Visit any of them. Visit all of them. Cafe Napoli, family owned since 1989. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, this story is just breaking. I want to give it to you right now. We'll talk about some more in the second hour. But Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announcing that in July, the month of July, more than 212,000, he calls them migrants, were encountered at the southern border. That's a 13% increase over the 188,000 in June. In July 2020, there were just 40,000. So, yes, these numbers are skyrocketing. And the Homeland Security Secretary emphasizing that of 212,000, many, he says, of those 212,000 were expelled under, exported, let me see, under Title 42, the Public Health Protections. It's still trying to use that. That's what was put in place by the CDC. Used by Trump, of course, not let anyone come across that might have COVID. But I'll guarantee you, and Border Patrol has already documented it, 20% of those who come across still have COVID, and they're not stopping all of them. That's just the ones they contact. They said 12% of migrant families were moved under the public order. In other words, trying to say, we're doing it, we're doing the job. He says, it is one of the toughest challenges we face. It is complicated, changing, involves vulnerable people at a time of a global pandemic. But don't worry, in Iowa, according to the Iowa Congresswoman, it will never get to you because COVID can't travel that far. He is admitting this is a crisis, but they don't like using that C word. They're not going to. All right. The Daily Mail is reporting that Hunter Biden may now have lost three different computers. The one at the Delaware computer store that, of course, we all began to hear reports out when New York Post started running the story until Facebook and YouTube began to try to shut it down. And then another seized by federal agents, each likely to hold sensitive information on President Joe Biden, and embarrassing pictures, videos, and communications with his son. There is a third that is still missing. Apparently, according to the Daily Mail, Hunter was having sex with a woman using his laptop in January 2019, and he kept the camera and the everything rolling. As he said, I spent 18 days going around from penthouse suite to penthouse suite, spending maybe $10,000 a night. And he told a prostitute in a conversation caught on camera, I think the Russian drug dealers are cheating me, maybe. I've spent effing crazy amounts of money. And then I nearly drowned in a hot tub. He said, I was with these guys. And each night there, he said, there's so many people going this crazy effing every night. I go out to the hot tub by myself, and I'm sitting there. Last thing I remember, don't pass out. He said, I woke up, and the only people there are one of the guys running around and his friend. They kicked everybody out. They got everything cleaned up. said there was this Russian 35-year-old, really nice, pure brunette. She refused to leave. Wouldn't call an ambulance. They didn't know whether I was dead or not at first. He said, then I realized the computer was missing. And she said, I think one of them stole my computer. There were three guys. I think one of them took it. He said, they have videos of me doing everything crazy. Now, where are these quotes coming from? The Daily Mail is running these reports, and apparently there's also some audio tape somewhere that backs some of this stuff up. At one point, the woman asked Hunter if he's concerned they could be used to blackmail him. And he said, yeah, in some way, my dad, apparently inaudible at that point, running for president, he is. I talk about it all the time. If they do, he also knows I make like a gazillion dollars. I guess he's talking about the guy that took the computer. So maybe they'll use it to get money. Now, again, all this is from the Daily Mail. I'm not saying you have to take it word for word, but they apparently, they have video that they posted. The video I've looked at, it certainly appears to be Hunter. And there's some different content on there that's been kind of, that could be verified fairly easily if you went to the effort to do it. But here's the issue. If they have something like that to hold over Hunter Biden and in turn over his daddy, who's now president, we've had people fired and dropped from security positions and intel clearances taken from them just because of allegations of something like that. This kind of stuff, this is more just an allegation. And the guy that has all the intel in our nation at his hands, if he chooses to use it in any way, would be President Biden. That's not good if they're trying to extort and get something. Of course, maybe Hunter's going to raise the money because of that art auction, remember? The art auction that some people said looked like he's trying to draw pictures of amoeba or viruses or something, or he's on something. No doubt he was on something when he did it. They're not going to tell you who buys it or for how much. It's nothing more than kids' color paint when you get down to it. Next hour, parents are pushing back against CRT and lessening standards for their kids. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.